This is Rebecca Hennessy and me speaking about her new album, Two Calls, which you can find online. check it out. So I'm a little bit late on the album release date of Two Calls. It came out in March, but can you give us a little bit of a rundown of that album, the latest one with your band, The Fog Brass?
Yeah, sure. Sort of what the music's about and everything?
Yeah.
Great. So my record, Two Calls, under the name Rebecca Hennessy's Fog Brass Band, was recorded actually at Canterbury Studios in 2016, after we did a tour doing some of the Canadian jazz festivals, Montreal Jazz Festival, Halifax Jazz Festival. And we tracked over 2 days. And then I guess maybe 8 months later, we were doing some overdubs and mixing with Jean Martin, who is our producer for this record. I worked with him before in other projects, and I really wanted to use his voice again on this record, specifically sort of using overdub techniques and a little bit of his studio magic to make some of the ethereal tunes, the more ethereal tunes, sort of really pop on this record. So it's not typically like, it is a live off the floor jazz record, but just with a little bit of extra studio magic to sort of make some of these compositions of mine pop. So that's sort of the general outline for this record with why I use Jean Martin. The compositions are all mine and are very influenced by being in nature, specifically fishing and hiking and bird song. So for example, the first tune on the record is called Red Herring, and also my husband's name is Michael Herring, so references him a bit too. But also referencing, I love doing fishing on the ocean as well as on lakes. Track two is called Horn Lake, and I grew up on Vancouver Island, and I spent a lot of my childhood on this Horn Lake fishing with my dad. Pardon me, I've got a bit of a cold. And then the third tune is called Kings County Sheriff, and I wrote that while living in Brooklyn, New York, in 2013 and 14. My husband Michael and I, we got some study grants from the Ontario Arts Council. Thankfully, it was really a great opportunity to go down to New York and study. I was studying with Ralph Alessi and John McNeil, two great trumpet players and composers. And I found out while I was writing this tune that Brooklyn is also in a region called Kings County. And I didn't know that. And apparently there was a sheriff in the area, still sort of active, but mainly dealing with parking infractions and things like that. So I thought that would be a really cool title for a song, Kings County Sheriff. I also, that tune is sort of more of a Balkan 5/4 time signature tune. I was checking out some of the brass, Balkan brass bands around in Brooklyn that were playing at some different venues, and was really inspired by that sound. Do you want me to keep going with the tune, the track names?
Yeah, we could. I did want to ask, I definitely get this, the like brass band is sort of like a starting point for the project with a lot of room for exploration beyond that. Like, I feel like there's a, it's very modern take on sort of like the New Orleans style. Can you talk maybe a little bit about the sound of the group in particular?
I would love to, yeah. Well, I guess when I brought the idea of adding more brass to bands that I was sort of already playing with, I thought particularly of the musicians first, and then it so happened that it became a brass band, actually. So Jay Burr on tuba, I've worked with him before, and I really wanted to have his sound. And Tom Richards, I really like the voice that he brings to any music that I've played with him. I've worked a lot with Tanya Gill on piano, and Don Scott on guitar, and Nico Dan, and we just sort of, it was more of a gathering of musicians that I really wanted to work with. And then from that, I was composing music that lend itself to the sound. It sort of happened when I started to orchestrate these melodies that it kind of came from this New Orleans slash modern jazz sensibility. Also, I think it was also because I was hanging out in New York a lot in 2013 and 14 and checking out a lot of modern jazz shows. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about that. It's just sort of the vibe that I was really into at the time.
Well, Ralph Alessi's not going to bring you backwards in any sense, I guess.
No. And he certainly respects the past too, but he's a fabulous voice, and I'm constantly listening to all of his music all the time. So, yeah.
And in your liner notes, it seems like you're very conscious about the things that you're combining in reading them.
All the sound, all the difference, you mean the compositions or?
Yeah, I mean, like, you sort of classify things as modern jazz, rock, chamber jazz, lazy cowboy. So would you say that, like, that it's sort of like a conscious decision when you start a piece to combine certain styles, or would you say that you sort of find afterwards that there's like a certain character to it?
Yeah, I think it's sort of, it's more of a discovery of what's happening. Like I sit down to write a tune, and like I didn't write these tunes, all of these tunes with the idea of making this record, for example. These were the tunes that sort of came together when we started to rehearse. These are the compositions that lend themselves really well to this instrumentation. And it was sort of so happens that, you know, there is a lazy cowboy tune on there and modern jazz, you know, jazz rock kind of vibe. These are just the compositions that, you know, presented themselves when I finished them. So it's just sort of a mishmash, basically.
And I guess we could sort of bring it back to the track listing a little bit. Two Calls, also maybe considering the the production work, you're using like a bird call as sort of like a root of a tune. Can you talk about that and maybe take us through the rest of the album?
Sure. So Two Calls, I went to Panama. Michael Herring and I went to Panama to do the jazz festival there with our band Way North. And while we were there, we were able to visit the jungle, and I recorded these bird calls that were happening. And I didn't really think much of it. I was just really enthralled to hear these bird calls. So, of course, I put record on my phone and came back to Toronto, and I listened to the two calls that I could hear, and I transcribed them and decided to start composing a piece of music with those two calls in as the primary melodies. And so the recording that you hear on the beginning of the track is actually the recording that I made in Panama for my iPhone. And then I guess the rest of the piece or any of the motifs that I'm using is just derived from those two calls from that piece. And, I, you know, when I did write that song, I was thinking that I kind of wanted a 12-8, groove on this record. I kind of felt like I could just, if I can fill out some more different grooves, then it would be more the merrier is kind of what I was thinking on this record. So this is where this this tune came from. 6 is called Snag, and I was thinking that I could write a Rhythm Changes tune that was sort of a New Orleans, had an actual New Orleans bluesy vibe, party brass band vibe, and this is a tune about getting snagged when you're fishing. So there is a bar of 5/4 in there somewhere, so sometimes when I bring this tune in to jam, when I first started bringing it into jam with Fog, we were getting snagged a little bit on that 5/4 bar. Not to give too much away, but it's a tricky one. And but then we started getting really the hang of it, and we got a backwards groove happening in there somewhere too. So the band really pulled it together for this one and made it really pop. Birds for Free is a tune that I wrote in response to another Calypso tune that I wrote a while ago called Calypso Number 1. This one was initially called Calypso Number 2, but I thought I should rename it to Birds for Free. So this is a Calypso tune. I don't really know exactly what I mean by Calypso. I was listening to Harry Belafonte, he's known as the King of Calypso. Whether it's authentic Calypso to some people or not, I can't be sure. But there's a sort of really happy, upbeat vibe that I was trying to go for this tune. And using kind of simple harmony, but there is a little bit of a quirky turnaround in there. And the melody was also inspired by the Ornette Coleman tune Free. Mm. You know, and it kind of goes up pretty, it launches into this awesome Ethiopian melody. I kind of stole a little bit of that and reworked it for this tune. And that was after fishing one day. I heard some birds being really playful, and I thought, oh, I can write this this tune, this other calypso tune that I've been meaning to write. So as you can tell, I'm really into nature and into getting inspired by all the sounds that I hear. And number 8 is Mutterings, and I'm really inspired by Mary Margaret O'Hara. She's a Canadian singer-songwriter, and she lives not too far from me, actually. Not that I see her that often, but I'm a huge fan of hers, and her main record that I put on quite often is Miss America. And I got to see her live a few times, and I've played with her a few times, and every time I feel extremely humbled and happy to be in her presence. I went home after hearing her play and wrote this tune called Mutterings, and it's inspired just by her. And yeah. Why Are You Sad, So Sad, Booker Little? Is a melody that I wrote in after listening to a bunch of Booker Little and the feeling that he gave me. And I just try to incorporate that feeling that I was getting by listening to him and transpose it onto a new idea. So I hope that it's not too vague, but there's some ideas as to each tune that I wrote. And
no, I think I definitely think the inspirations are really, really interesting. I mean, I just feel like listening to this album, like it's familiar in a lot of ways, but everything's sort of put into a new context. So cool. To hear that.
I'm glad you like it, Donovan. Thanks for for playing me and all that stuff. So.
And with all these influences, was there ever sort of like a concern that it wouldn't be cohesive? Like how do you sort of filter these all through your own lens, I guess?
Well, I feel like the band Fog, we rehearsed and we've toured and stuff. And I think being cohesive comes in through the way we play the music. So it's going to sound cohesive because it's the band. I really do enjoy not feeling confined to stick with one. I don't know. I don't really write that way. I don't think I'm going to write in this vein or with this style in mind necessarily, because I'm always going to play. I'm aiming to always play the way I'm going to play. And hopefully that's going to have a thread that will tie through a set of music or a CD that I decide to make. That's the idea, anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how would you say that this group like differs from... I mean, I've heard a bit of the Way North stuff and a bit of Hobson. Hobson, I find, is pretty modern, especially in the melodic approach, whereas Way North perhaps is more calypso oriented. Would you say that you sort of like, do you think these groups have sort of driven you as a composer in your own work?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I do have some overlap with tunes with Way North and Fog, just a couple tunes, because I try to compose music that can be played by different groups because it's going to sound different depending on who's playing it. I mean, I'm not sure what your question was exactly, but I think that Hobson's Choice is a collaborative band where all of us are writing together, and I think there's a bit of a more cohesive idea with how we're presenting each composition to, you know, in rehearsal, we'll bring in a tune, and everyone is deciding whether or not that tune will fit into the context of the band. So it's not just me saying, let's do willy-nilly, like, let's just do this. So there's more voices, it's more of a democratic environment. Way North is also a collaboration, but we also do the New Orleans thing and bluesy, but more on the folk side of than modern jazz, I think. Mm. And there is definitely some calypso tunes from me. Another there's another calypso tune in there by Richie Berger that we play. So yeah, what was your initial question?
Well, I was just I don't want to say necessarily that like Fog Brass is like halfway north and half Hobson's Choice, but it seems like there's elements of both of those groups in the compositions for this group.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah, I think as a composer, I'm always sort of trying to keep my tunes played by various bands that I play in, and they'll definitely be. I'm hoping that's just my voice coming through the different groups, you know.
Hmm.
So yeah, that's cool that you hear that.
You were mentioning Panama, and you just got back from Sri Lanka as well, and even mm-hmm. Brooklyn. How do you think the traveling inspires you as a composer?
I definitely think it inspires. It's very broadening to travel and see different places and see how people live and get to eat their food and just be somewhere else for a while is a real interesting way to sort of reflect and get new space for composing. Mm. And I have yet to digest the trip yet because we just got back like less than a week ago. I think my jet lag's just about done, and I'm left with a cold. That's why I'm a bit sniffly today. But I have some videos and recordings that I'm going to surf through when my brain's ready for it, and then when I start to compose some new music from these recent travels. I'm really looking forward to that.
Do you think you'll be back in Montreal for the festival season, or do you have any maybe mini tour plans coming up?
I'm going to be looking into doing some smaller tours coming. I just finished a few jazz festival gigs this year, Toronto and the surrounding area. We did Guelph Jazz Festival recently, but yes, a little bit of a break now. I think we're going to be playing in the Waterloo Jazz Room coming up in the spring. And it's been a whirlwind, and we look forward to booking a short tour coming up soon. But nothing's for sure yet.
Great. Well, we're digging the project here on CKUT in Montreal, and we'll be excited if you have any tour dates coming up for it.
I can't wait to bring Fog again and